urging lawmakers to put an end to what he calls a civil war within state government. Outgoing gas pipeline coordinator Harry Noah today called on lawmakers and the executive branch to make decisions on the future of Alaska's energy. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
In his final report to the House Resources Committee, Harry Noah brought legislators up to date on the interlocking phases of the work he's been doing since his appointment in March. He said his goal in the job was not to build a project, but to sort out the options from which the state's political leaders could choose. In addition, he bluntly told the members that the lack of decisions on a wide range of projects was the reason for his departure. Noah showed the committee a graphic with a depiction of a major North Slope energy sale at the center. It was surrounded by 8 small boxes labeled with various plans to use the gas, such as the TransCanada project, the Denali gas line, Cook Inlet gas producers, and a bullet line from the slope.
There's all kinds of energy in these individual boxes, but we're not actually moving forward. I mean, there isn't a major sale off the North Slope. We don't have a gas supply, and you know, until we get ourselves together, we're just thrashing ourselves at this point in time. And quite honestly, the legislature's funding most of this. I mean, you're paying for most of this.
He said that while there are good people doing good work, what he is seeing in state government is not positive. Noah says he's as guilty as people working in other projects that would put North Slope gas to use. There are conflicts that need to be resolved. At the top of that list, he pointed to fiscal stability issues that potential gas producers want settled.
That's the underlying question here. It's political dynamite right now, obviously. I mean, it's very hard to deal with. But if you don't deal with it, what's going to happen is there's going to be an open season. It's going to be heavily conditioned. And we'll just keep rolling. We'll just keep rolling. It'll be another year after that. And if there's a new governor, there'll be new people, you know, we'll just keep rolling and rolling and rolling here.
The big conflict he sees is the importance that's being placed on renewable energy projects. He has no argument with the idea, but he says the state is confusing the market by calling for private sector development of that industry.
It's very unusual for a state to have so much money that it's got disposable income to spend on these types of things. And we are distorting this marketplace that on one hand we want people to commercially come in and do things, but on the other hand we've got this hammer out here that says, you guys go ahead and spend your money, but if you do, we may decide to come and do it ourselves. It's confusing the marketplace. And so you the politicians, need to make some decisions. Are you going to fund these alternative projects?
Legislators in attendance agreed with Noah's assessment. That's who Senator Charlie Huggins said Noah is a casualty of the Civil War, he described. Noah told the committee that he resigned after coming to the conclusion that politicians need to make some decisions. He said they have plenty of people providing input, but he didn't see anything coming the other way. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.